Let's go next to San Francisco, a city known for high-tech startups and chocolate, like Ghirardelli, one of the oldest American chocolates. Couldn't have been long before the two traditions melted together. And reporter Sarus Farivar has the story of a high-tech chocolate startup.
There's many legends of tech companies being started in garages. But substitute a San Francisco Pier House for a Silicon Valley garage, and you've got Cho. Here lies the company's new 20,000-square-foot factory on Pier 17.
So what are we doing?
Inside, Timothy Childs, one of the company's founders and the chief chocolate officer, shows me around the Flavor Lab. It's a small room with some kitchenware and a touchscreen computer just adjacent to the main factory floor.
So what I'm going to do right now is I've got this Ronco turkey roaster. I'm going to load some beans into it. I'm going to put it in the roaster right now and shut the door. I'm going to turn it on. I'm going to fire it up.
Got that? He's using a turkey roaster to heat up these cacao beans.
So that's the sound of about 1.7 kilos of beans going around in this heated roaster.
Then the beans are shelled and crushed and thrown in this refiner.
So it's basically two granite wheels going on other granite, and I'm slowly dumping in these nibs. I'm going to let it roll. I'm running some heat on top of it, so in about, say, 7 or 8 minutes, it's going to start breaking out into a nice paste. And that's how we're making the transfer from being a nib into a cocoa paste.
That grinder is actually a spice grinder used in Indian cooking. Child says by repurposing these kitchen tools, it saves the company a lot of money.
This is kind of indicative of who we are. We're kind of scrappy. Even though we're not a startup anymore, we kind of have the startup mentality, applying it to an old school system.
But having a startup mentality isn't the only tech element to Cho. Childs also shows me an iPhone application to monitor this very room. Childs himself has a background in tech. He's a former visualization engineer at a nearby NASA facility. He partnered with Louis Rossetto, a founder of Wired Magazine, to start Cho nearly 2 years ago. Rossetto says they're using technology to help their farmers worldwide to track optimal growing conditions.
And we do that by actually installing sensory labs in country. We link those labs via internet to our own servers back here and our own database, and we track with them the fermentation and drying.
Then, if they have a good or bad batch of cacao beans, they can look at the data and see what conditions created that result. But for all the high-tech wizardry, the question is, does this more expensive chocolate taste any good? I met Juliet Garcia and Mark Farelli at Ghirardelli Square. They're visiting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I asked them to pit Cho's chocolate against Ghirardelli's.
Good, smooth, dark, obviously. Not as much bitterness, a little bit more sweetness to it.
About the same, not as much bitter. A little more sweet, but a little more like milk chocolate, as opposed to that's more like dark chocolate.
It's not exactly a scientific test, but the majority of the taste testers I spoke with on this day rated Cho higher than Ghirardelli. Still, Ghirardelli's Mona Mayer says the company isn't worried about the competition.
I think it's just a different approach to chocolate making. It's really up to the consumer to decide what she loves.
And soon, Cho may be competing for another group of consumers. The company is talking about using its product in a chocolate stout beer. For NPR News, I'm Sarus Farivar, San Francisco.